love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Theme tune. I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end. So we are approaching the end of season two. Sorry, series two. That's a bit American, isn't it?
Yeah, let's not go down that route.
Of 24 years at the tap end. He's given us his life story for two series now, but he needs a rest and to think up some more. Is there going to be a series three, or should we just leave it open-ended, well, like some films do?
Yeah, after series one, we sort of said, we'll see how it goes, and see how it goes from there. But I kind of feel like I've blown my... I've done everything I can do on this series now.
Right.
Series two is done, in my eyes. Like, we've done all the stories that I can really think of for now.
So this could be the end, at the end of this week?
I think so. I think, do you know what? It just feels right, and especially after everything to do with last week.
Yeah.
It just feels like... Let's, you know, have a break. We've done something like 40 episodes in this series.
And let's be honest, like, from last week, your life is going to go downhill now.
Well, exactly. I can't really do much more than that last week, so let's...
You've kind of reached your peak.
Yes.
Like, it's all downhill from now.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that's probably going to be the best week of your life ever.
So far.
I would say ever.
So far.
So, like... What is there to look forward to?
Well, that's a positive note to end it on, then. Not thanks for the work, Chris. Thanks for putting in the time. You know, it might be 1,000 words every episode or something, and I've done the equivalent of about 3 books.
To be honest, you have worked very hard on this, and we all appreciate it.
Still no publisher.
I know. Maybe this Christmas.
Maybe. Maybe.
All right, then.
Okay, so I'm going to
ask me again.
Yep, I'm going to take you to my 25th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I am a quinoa salad.
What's that?
That's going to really confuse you because you're going to be looking up on the internet, quinoa.
Yeah. Is it like, one of these where it's spelt with a Q or something?
Yes.
Quinoa. What is it?
You can have it on a salad. It's kind of like, it's a grain.
Sounds disgusting.
It's actually very nice.
I'm, and it only seems right, Mila Kunis.
Very good.
And I'd like to dedicate this episode of Tap Into her.
Okay. Oh, I know someone that's got real beef with you, by the way.
Well, I can't ignore that.
It's just reminding me, but we'll come back to it later in the show. Okay, I'm keen.
Okay, keen.
Just mentioning her name made me think of it. Ready?
I look forward to that. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Mm. Ready. It's been an eventful series of 24 years at the tap end, and everything seems to have escalated from when I did my first 24 years at the tap end. I mean, like the first series.
Okay.
After series one, which saw stories about school assemblies gone wrong, my driving test, fun on the Otley run, and the epic feat that was Chango the Beast taking on the Pizza Hut challenge, I was a bit worried about remembering enough stories for series two. But Scott was keen to do it all again, so we dug deep and produced 40 episodes this series. That's over 8 hours worth of tap ends.
That is a ridiculous amount, isn't it?
I love a stat.
Yeah.
And that was a good stat, I thought. But I'd like to hope people have learnt more about the life of an average lad from Watford. We even made a theme tune, and the Keens reached another level this series. You think about it, we didn't have a theme tune series one.
No. It was all very basic. We were just finding our feet, weren't we?
Mm. This series has covered events such as my second ever date at Ruislip Lido, meeting Alan the fisherman in a car park near Legoland, and catching my flatmate wearing my socks and not on his feet. Some episodes have even discussed fairly recent events. I must point out that this is definitely not from me feeling that I may have exhausted every memory or story from my teenage years. But last week, I can say, turned into easily the maddest time I've had at the tap end, and it feels right that as this series of 24 years at the tap end draws to a close, we reflect on the events of last week.
Obviously, everyone knows what happened with the Mila Kunis interview, but I'd quite like to hear it from your,
you know, your kind of diary, your autobiography.
Yeah, I just thought this is going to have to be in the autobiography. So it's right that I just put it in now whilst I've got time, because it'd be a shame to leave this out.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to leave this out.
If we finished Tap End this week and I didn't mention this at all, it would be a blunder.
Massively.
The day I met Mila Kunis is a bit of a blur in my mind, and it's now out there on the internet for all to see. I was really nervous in the cab as we pulled up to the posh hotel. This was no booty call, however. In fact, the hotel itself made me feel massively uncomfortable. I didn't belong there.
When was the last time you had a booty call at a hotel?
I haven't, but it's the kind of thing that happens, isn't it? You turn up at the...
Not at a hotel like this, please.
Absolutely not. No. After meeting a few movie types and kissing a few cheeks, I was in front of her. That's badly worded as well, isn't it? What I mean there is it's a very sort of lovey thing that goes on at these things. It's boys and girls. You go up and you kiss them all on the cheek.
Mm. Did you kiss boys as well?
I kissed... there was one boy that I met who it was an odd one, sort of leant forward and...
Yeah, it's very kind of media, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not your scene.
No, it's like the media world, and there's another country that always kiss each other. I think it's the French or something. It's like blokes will kiss other blokes like just as a welcome.
Mm.
And it was very much like that at this thing as well, though they weren't French.
Sure.
I was a bit nervous about everyone seeing the video the following Monday, but as we played it out on the show, it was nice to get a load of messages from people on Twitter saying they enjoyed it. It was that evening, though, when I noticed about 100,000 people had seen it, which was mad, and I couldn't believe it. But from there, it seemed to get bigger and bigger. Someone had put it on a website in America, and for some reason, people over there seemed to really like it. Do you remember that night? I text you and everyone else who works on the show and just say, have you seen the videos had, like, and it was about 100,000 views.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Yes.
And we were so happy at that.
I know. And then it was overnight that night where things really started to escalate.
Mm. I think it's because of the time difference. Americans were waking up and someone had sent it round there.
We're in the future compared to them.
Yeah. I really don't to this day understand why it all kicked off from there. But before I knew it, I was being invited on TV stations and radio stations from all over the world. My favourite being with a man called Billy Bush. What a name. I'll never forget him. And I'd like to stay in touch with Billy Bush if I don't know how you contact him.
Have you got his number?
No.
Oh, email?
No. But I wasn't aware until... I actually, when I did that interview, I wasn't aware who I was speaking to. I understand he's a massive personality over there. But all he was a little voice in my ear at the time.
Yeah. You didn't believe me when I told you it was Billy Bush.
Yeah, George Bush's cousin.
Yeah, no less.
Incredible, isn't it? These things are quite weird. You are put in front of a camera and given an earpiece, and you have to stare at the camera the whole time. It's an odd experience, and it was really difficult to resist doing Anchorman impressions. So what happens is, like, I went to this one, which was CNN, and you're staring at the camera, and it's like a big auto-cue camera, and you're sort of there with your earpiece, and there's people on the side, and they're kind of going, right, you're going to be on in 10, 9. Mm. And you really want to look at the... teleprompter, as I thought it was called, but it's not. That's an American thing, and just be like, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Imagine if you had.
But I had to resist it. I was told I wasn't allowed.
Did you ask?
Of course I did. Because when I first sat there and sort of, because you have some papers and put my hands in front, I started going, like, the elephant has ugly shaped feet. Because they ask you to say things to get your mic levels and that.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't.
Really, though?
I'm really glad you resisted that.
I really regret that now. Because it's my one opportunity to do that, you know. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, I know, Chris.
I did my best to get the Watford shirt out there, though. You've got to look after your local team. I've crowbarred that Watford shirt into everything I've done this week.
Seriously, I mean, if you don't become the chairman at some point, I don't know what's going on. Is Elton John still the chairman of that?
He's not, but right. he's
was
a
that in the
70s?
Fan.
Yeah, but he's still a massive fan. I've said it before, I would love to get in touch with Elton John. I think we've got a lot in common. Don't you?
I remember this. Yeah, you really were convinced that you and Elton would be best mates if you could get to him.
Both Watford fans.
Yeah.
Both what? Lads from Pinner.
And?
I think we'd have a great chat. I was told this morning that a week on from when the video went up, that it's had over 10 million views. Madness. It's produced about a lifetime's amount of material for Loving the Trolls. But I would have expected that. To be honest, if it wasn't me in the video, I would have been tempted to give it a sly troll.
Definitely. I've seen a lot of the comments and they're fair enough. Everything they've said is true. I agree with it all.
But it's been nice to see some nice comments as well.
Yeah, you can look through the horrible ones and just find the nice ones. The horrible ones shouldn't mean anything to you anyway. Just imagine Lawrence.
It's provided endless banter for my mates, but they have also found it a bit odd. Sir Doss's MySpace has never had so many hits. Chango the Beast has been talked about as far away as Australia. And the convict is doing his best to keep a low profile.
So he has to go into hiding
now?
Yeah,
I got a bit of an odd text off him, actually. He's a bit concerned about it all.
Yeah, someone like him doesn't really want that, do they?
So he's told me to stop talking about him. Which I shouldn't have written him into the tap-end, should I?
It's been a mad week, but some valuable lessons have been learnt. Americans love Hugh Grant. Always have a Watford shirt to hand. And if you get a chance to have a picture with a Hollywood A-lister, try to avoid putting thumbs up. Regret that massively.
Yeah. It may be a nervous thing, but you always put your thumbs aloft.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
I think it's because when I smile a bit awkwardly, I think, because people say I don't show my teeth.
No.
So when I want people to know I'm having a good time, even if my face isn't showing it. But my one chance to have a photo, I do regret. I should have looked more professional.
You always kind of smirk.
Yeah.
And then it's the double thumbs aloft.
Yeah. And that will change, I promise you.
I'm enjoying myself.
I promise you that will change.
Are you going to get like a full-on Hollywood smile now?
I don't know.
You could get like teeth like fridge doors. You know, like Tom Cruise. Like massive and kind of square.
Right. Well, I'd rather not do that. I was just thinking that I'd just take the thumbs down. But if you're saying I need teeth implants
Veneers.
Or something. Who? What are they?
Talk to me off air.
Right.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Unofficial Mills.